Today, the Biden administration announced a nearly $2 billion commitment to set up a network to identify and track COVID variants. The variant that first emerged in the United Kingdom has become the predominant strain here in the United States. Vaccines are effective against the so-called UK variant, but other mutations circulating around the globe have shown resistance to currently available vaccines, like the South African variant, which has been confirmed in at least 36 states. News Nation White House correspondent Allison Harris joins us now live from Washington tonight. And Allison, the Biden administration worries these variants could trigger another pandemic wave.
Yes, they do, Ruta Bay. The White House and the CDC in a tight race with this virus. The president announcing today a plan to spend $1.7 billion to fight what officials are calling a spring wave of these COVID variants surging across the country. Even with vaccine doses now topping 200 million, hospitalizations are rising in more than half the country.
More dangerous variants are growing, causing increases in cases with people without immunity. This increases the urgency for you to get vaccinated.
The COVID variant first found in Great Britain is now the most dominant strain in this country, and new infections are hitting the young, who the CDC says are largely unvaccinated, especially hard. The new funding will help state labs better identify mutations in the virus. This week, Michigan reported 10,000 new infections on Tuesday alone. The governor calls the entire state a hotspot.
24 hospitals are at 90% capacity or higher. We have a tough couple of weeks ahead of us as more infectious B.1.1.7 COVID variant continues spreading.
This after a series of recent setbacks, a pause in Johnson & Johnson shots, after 6 women, fewer than 1 in a million, developed rare blood clots. There have been a handful of so-called breakthrough cases, infections even after full vaccination. And Pfizer CEO said people who get their shots might need a booster a year out. But the biggest battle may be vaccine hesitancy. The nation's 37th mass vaccination site will soon open in Alabama, where 30% of residents say they won't get a shot.
We want to make sure that we build trust in the vaccine.
On Monday, vaccines open up to all American adults. In Washington, Allison Harris, News Nation.